When I was in grad school in the 70s, we had to take notation, and I was surprised that I liked it. There was something about knowing that this had a name, this place of direction. I'm pointing my arm. in spite of the fact that it seemed like a really tedious form in order to draw out by hand all these little symbols for each thing that you were doing, somehow I found that it was an interesting way of noting a place in space. So I learned it, and I pretty much forgot it. It kind of came back. I don't know if I mentioned that I'm a professor at Ohio State now, but I am. Where there is a lot of notation. The Advanced Notation Bureau has an extension office there. And I was making a piece about 10 years ago for students, and one of my colleagues offered to notate it in process in order to get her certification. And so we set out on this kind of process of my trying to kind of throw a piece into the air and into space, and Valerie trying to catch it. What came up wasn't a notated score, which is what I just was at Brigham Young redoing, which is one of the problems about notation, because then what happens? But anyway, we did come up with a score, it took a long time, even though now that there's software that helps. But the problem for me is that there was no way to notate the intention behind a gesture, only where it ended up in space. And that seemed really completely against my choreographic impulse. Interestingly, it seemed that Valerie then even had to make up all kinds of symbols in order to sort of get the idea that the hands on somebody's shoulders pushing them down was, in my mind, like taking them down like a water buffalo, but on notation there is no effort implied. So what was lost there? So I see it as a really kind of interesting system for a time and I don't want to say generation, but a way of thinking about movement in space as a placement, which is very different than a movement into place as an extension.
I'd like to continue on that. The Laban system that I understand is divided into two areas. Particularly, one is Laban notation, which Phoebe just addressed, where this is very different from that, and it's notated. And then there's the something called Laban movement analysis, which is a more general analysis and more about quality, intention, and addresses what was missing, and is a more complete system in terms of particularly quality or spatial forms or how the body is connected. And it's a very, I find, extremely rich area that's been, I also studied it at Ohio State and then was certified in it, is so so helpful in clarifying, and particularly quality. So those are the two big areas. So if you were, notated.
Claire, just for those that don't know, you're making a distinction between Laban notation and Laban movement analysis,
is
that right?
Okay. Yes. And usually people who study the analysis, it's more about general sense, more about, more about intention and quality, and it seems more of a tool for choreographers And lava notation is more of specific analysis of which foot goes where, and it's very, very detailed.
Are there other thoughts? Other would anyone else like to put in anything about notation into the record? Yeah.
It's kind of around this idea of analysis. I think that in a lot of the technologies that we have now, there's a lot of different kinds of analysis going on regarding space and depth and transfer to other locations and quality of movement. So in particular, we've been working with a system called ActiveSpace, which captures in the moment that the dancer is moving, or an actor or someone is moving, there's different ways that the visuals can represent what that person is doing. One in particular we call vanishment. So if someone is standing for a very long time in a spot, then the image behind will get really, really dark. And so you can shift time in a certain way where the image behind stays really dark or light, and there's shadows around it. So I think that when we start to work with systems that respond to the presence of the dancer, that to work collaboratively with movement analysis or lava notation, so that the discussion and the discourse and the experimentation really includes more than just the technology, the media, and the dancer, but it's also around writing and movement analysis. So just conceptually, to even bring what is collaboration and who's doing analysis to the table, so that we're all analyzing something. You know, the dancer is doing some kind of analysis, someone who's making music is doing analysis, the notation is doing analysis. But if we don't bring it all together, it's kind of hard to really make progress with all these things together.
Right. Yeah. How many of you have used a notation scheme, whatever it is, at some point in your work?
Do you count notes?
I would say maybe a formal standardized notational system. Like Laban notation or whatever, or movement analysis. As opposed to video. So written down, and not necessarily just because you had to learn it, but that you've actually usefully used it in your own work. Great.
I think it's important to add that many of us have notational systems that are idiosyncratic and not necessarily comprehensive or intended to be, but can just be notational or diagrammatic ways of clarifying what we're doing, not even for reconstruction, but just at the time of an artistic process, or in order to communicate with collaborators, or in order to go back later and reconstruct.
Right. So as you're, I guess, trying to build on the work of others, have you ever looked at notational systems, or notational records of other choreographers or dancers that to try to think about how to construct your own work?
I just wanted to go back to something that Joe was saying about, and kind of with in line with what Claire was saying, but what do choreographers need, and what do people who are looking at the choreography need, and that there's a really interesting, I don't think it's a split, but I think also kind of thinking what Lisa was saying about who's looking at what part of the project. Is very, I don't know if when, say, lava notation itself was kind of getting going, whether that was as valid or an interesting pursuit as it seems to be now. And I just think that there's something in our progression of how we're thinking about choreography and using it that's of interest. And also that's Giselle Mason. Hello. Sorry.
Giselle, do you want to introduce yourself and just talk a little bit about your work?